Previously on Revenge.
You set me up.
I'm sorry. I knew it was you, Daniel. I'm not going anywhere.
We can build a future together.
This is my future.
You're ending this with me.
I thought I could avenge my father's death by myself, but I can't. I need you to help me.
Conrad is suing Woolley for libel.
I'm willing to drop my suit just as soon as you fire my son.
If you think we're going to cave to your threats, you
I'll do it.
Jimmy Brennan? Heard of him? If I'm to believe what's in this police report, he may also go by Dad.
What did Jimmy Brennan do to you?
He kisses me, and I try to pull away, and he pushes my face into the concrete.
I was expecting to see the former governor's wife.
I'm the first, Mrs. Grayson.
Are you okay?
Since my head injury, I'm getting a little dizzy sometimes.
You were marvelous last night, Mrs. Grayson.
Of all the weapons we take into battle, there is none more powerful than the mind. It holds our instincts and our training. It allows us to distinguish friend from foe, love from hate.
All perfectly still, Mrs. Grayson.
But if that weapon is unsound, it is by no means disarmed. For the mind is all the more dangerous when damaged. And there's no guarantee that it won't choose itself as its next victim.
Physically, you've recovered beyond expectation. With regard to your head trauma, there are no permanent neurological problems evident. However, there's a bit of swelling between the frontal and the left temporal lobes.
Would that explain the pounding in my ears, the blackouts?
I'm not a neurologist, Emily. But the lab forwarded the results to one. He'll have a better analysis for you tomorrow.
And until then, what do I do? I could be a risk to myself, to others.
Given your state of mind, maybe talking with someone would help. At the least, it may help you remember what happened. Because he still can't recall anything, right?
I'm glad to see I am still welcome. I thought you'd have changed the locks by now.
Well, I have more important things on my mind than your departure, Conrad.
As have I while I've been staying at the South Fork.
I can only imagine what you've been up to. Aside from having our son fired for your amusement, I mean.
Actually, I've come to care about my new venture.